Welcome to episode 927 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The book of Acts mentions about 95 different people by name. This includes apostles and early church leaders, converts and supporters, and both Roman and local officials. Among the named and unnamed are several opponents to, and critics of, the apostolic work.
Today's Top 10 List.
10 Villains in the Book of Acts.
Number 1.
Ananias and Sapphira are a couple who conspire to deceive the apostles and early Christian community by pretending to donate the full price of property they sell, while secretly withholding part of the proceeds for themselves. Their deceit is not just a lie about money, it is a fundamental betrayal of the community's trust and an attempt to gain prestige through dishonest means. Their actions represent hypocrisy, claiming to be fully committed and generous supporters of the community while secretly acting out of selfishness and greed. This hypocrisy is particularly villainous because it threatens to undermine the integrity and the witness of the Christian community, which is based on principles of openness, sharing, and honesty. Peter's response to the husband, Ananias, makes it clear that their sin is not merely lying to human leaders, but to God himself. Peter accuses Ananias of lying to the Holy Spirit and testing the Spirit of the Lord. This aspect of their action elevates their story from a simple act of financial deception to a theological and spiritual offense, indicating a profound disrespect for God's presence and activity in the community. The immediate consequence of their actions, their sudden deaths, sets a grave example for the rest of the community. While the text does not claim that God killed them, their deaths are presented as a direct consequence of their actions, which sends a shockwave through the community. This serves as a stern warning against hypocrisy and deceit, reinforcing the seriousness with which God regards the purity and the honesty of the church. Their story is juxtaposed against the generous act of Barnabas at the end of Acts 4, who sells a field and donates all the proceeds to the community. This contrast highlights the villainous nature of Ananias and Sapphira's deed, as they seek personal glory from a similar act but choose deception over genuine generosity.
Number 2.
The Jewish religious establishment. The Jewish religious leaders, particularly the Sadducees and high priests, consistently clash with the burgeoning Christian movement. Motivated by theological disagreements, jealousy, and fear of losing their authority, these factions repeatedly confront and persecute the apostles. Their opposition is marked by several dramatic incidents. They arrest Peter and John for preaching of Jesus' resurrection. Their antagonism escalates to frequent imprisonments of the apostles and even approving Stephen's stoning. Their role as villains is cemented by their persistent efforts to suppress the Christian message, often resorting to violent means and manipulative legal proceedings to achieve their ends.
Number 3.
Saul of Tarsus. Before his dramatic conversion, Saul of Tarsus is depicted as a formidable antagonist in the Book of Acts. Saul's villainous role is highlighted by his zealous persecution of the early Christian church, which is rooted in his deep commitment to Jewish law and traditions. Described initially in Acts as consenting to Stephen's stoning, Saul's hostility extends to ravaging the church in Jerusalem, entering house after house, dragging off men and women to prison. His actions are driven by a fervent belief that he is defending the purity of his faith against what he perceives as a heretical sect, leading him to even obtain letters from the high priest to hunt down Christians in Damascus. This intense persecution not only causes great fear and scattering among the believers, but also starkly illustrates the dangers faced by the early followers of Jesus. Saul's initial role as a villain is integral to his transformation story in Acts, underscoring the profound change that occurs when he encounters Christ and becomes Paul, a chief advocate for the Christian faith he once tried to destroy.
Number 4.
Simon Magus. Simon is a magician in Samaria who claims belief in the gospel but tries to buy the power of the Holy Spirit from Peter and John, which leads to a stern rebuke from Peter.
Number 5.
Elymas the Sorcerer. Elymas the Sorcerer, also known as Bar-Jesus, is a Jewish false prophet and magician who opposes Paul and Barnabas during their mission in Paphos on the island of Cyprus. He is a villain due to his active efforts to turn the proconsul Sergius Paulus away from the faith. Sergius Paulus, described as an intelligent and ruling official, summons the apostles because he wants to hear the word of God. However, Elymas tries to obstruct the proconsul's conversion, fearing loss of influence and perhaps prestige if Sergius becomes a Christian. Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, confronts Elymas, denouncing his actions as wicked and calling him a child of the devil and an enemy of all righteousness. Subsequently, Paul pronounces a temporary judgment of blindness upon Elymas, which immediately comes to pass, leading Sergius Paulus to believe, amazed by the teaching about the Lord.
Number 6.
The Jewish Exorcists. In Acts 19, we learn of Jewish men who try to cast out demons by invoking the name of Jesus. They try to exploit the popularity of Paul's preaching. However, they are overpowered by an evil spirit, showing their lack of genuine spiritual authority.
Number 7.
Demetrius and the Craftsman. Demetrius, a silversmith in Ephesus, incites a riot against Paul because the spread of Christianity threatened their trade of making silver shrines of Artemis, which was economically lucrative for them.
Number 8.
Asian Jews. Individuals from the Roman province of Asia, which is not to be confused with inhabitants of the continent of Asia, accuse Paul of teaching against the Jewish people and the law, and of defiling the temple by bringing Greeks into it. These unfounded accusations stir up significant hostility, leading to Paul's arrest.
Number 9.
A mob in Jerusalem. In Acts 22, a tumultuous scene unfolds after Paul, having been arrested, addresses the crowd in Jerusalem in their native Aramaic, recounting his conversion and mission to the Gentiles. Initially, the crowd listens quietly, but the atmosphere sharply turns hostile when Paul mentions his commission to the Gentiles. The very mention of extending God's message beyond the Jewish community triggers a violent reaction. The crowd erupts in rage. They begin shouting, throwing off their cloaks and flinging dust into the air, signaling their rejection and intense disgust. They vehemently demand Paul's execution, shouting, "Away with such a fellow from the earth, for he should not be allowed to live." The Roman tribune, misunderstanding the cause of the uproar and fearing for Paul's life, ultimately rescues him by taking him into the barracks, underscoring the volatile and dangerous nature of the mob's reaction.
Number 10.
40 conspirators. In Acts 23, a dramatic plot unfolds involving 40 Jewish zealots who conspire to kill Paul, highlighting the intense opposition he faced from certain factions within the Jewish community. These conspirators, driven by deep animosity towards Paul's teachings and his outreach to the Gentiles, swear to not eat or drink until they have killed him. This extreme pledge underscores their vehement determination to eliminate what they perceive as a threat to their religious traditions and authority. They devise a plan, requesting the Sanhedrin summon Paul for further questioning, intending to ambush and murder him during his transfer. However, the plot is thwarted when Paul's nephew learns of the conspiracy and informs Roman authorities. The commander responds by arranging a heavy military escort to safely transfer Paul to Caesarea, effectively frustrating the conspirators' plans.
Father, as we reflect on the narratives of the villains in the Book of Acts, we are reminded of the complexities of human nature and the challenges that your early followers faced. Grant us the wisdom to discern truth from deception and the strength to stand firm in our faith when faced with opposition. Help us to learn from the examples of those who strayed, understanding that your grace is sufficient to transform even the hardest of hearts. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.